Okay, whenever you want to start, yes? Come on. Yes, I can start? Okay, let's start. I once went to a shir in Kashrus in Yerushalayim, and the Rav was an expert in Kashrus, and in the middle of the shir, the Rav was asked a question, and there was complete silence. No one didn't say a word, everyone was sitting there, you know. I'm not talking about 5 seconds, it must have been a minute or two, and everyone, Nunu, you know, Israelis don't have that patience. Nunu, what's happening here? And the Rav didn't answer, he stood his ground, and after about 2 minutes, he then turned around and said, well, you're probably thinking why I had to think before I could answer the question. He said, because this question is quite involved, and he went through, I think he must have gone through about 10 different factors, Nat Bar Nat, Dirai Yoimoy, Bottle Beshishim, Dava Cholif, all different concepts of kashrus. In order to answer the question, he said, I had to think through all the different formulas and factors which are involved inside this topic. And I couldn't answer it until I went through them all. And afterwards, I was thinking to myself how true it is. You know, I suppose in law they would call it the legal jargon, but there are factors. You can't just answer something spontaneous. Some can, but there are many factors to consider when you answer it. Answering a question in kashrus. The same thing, for example, in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos has many topics to it. Yisod HaRabbanu, Yisod HaRaisa, Dabar She'eino Miskaven, Halacha She'eino Tzricha LeGufa, all these different, Gedeiah Midrabbanan, Inyan of Shavuos. There are many factors involved. And therefore, you have to be, if you're a professional in your topic, you have to have all the factors on hand. Even in the secular world, for example, an airline pilot, person bringing a plane into land. And the co-pilot turns around and says, you know, Captain, did you see that the control tower is calling you? So the captain turns around and says, don't worry, we're going down, we're losing altitude. He says, but Captain, look at the radar, look at the compression. And he's careless if he just looks at the altitude. The altitude isn't the only factor. Did the wheels come out? All the different factors. He's poshea if he doesn't think of all the factors involved. It's not like riding a bike. Riding a bicycle, you have to keep your balance and make sure you keep on the side or no one knocks you. It's simple about it, right? But there are factors which in halacha have been, and in matters and secular matters, there are many factors which are involved in order to be aware of the situations. Why am I saying that? Because when you walk into shul on Yomim Noroim, you have to have a mindset. You have to have, like, the factors in front of you. You can't just walk in and find your seat and start davening. And the maestro, supposing you turn around and say, yeah, but I love the tunes. You know, I'm here for the sing song. Chalkel chayim b'chesed, chaye avinu malkein. All these beautiful tunes, and they are beautiful tunes, and they're all very important. But that's not Rosh Hashanah. That's not the point. You might even, I suppose, be in contempt of court. You know, a person comes into court and starts looking at the ceiling or the painting. He's there in court. And we're in court. It's a shul that, in all intents and purposes, it's really a court of law. One has to have in mind a mindset. You can't just start with Hamelech and not have something in mind which you are talking about, which is involved. I suppose Yom Kippur is easier than Rosh Hashanah for the following reason. Yom Kippur, we know there are factors of tshuva. For example, there's something called charota. Charota, things which I did wrong, is regret. Then there's something called vidui. You have to confess, Osham lo bagadnu al chayt. There's something called azila sachayt, that you left the chayt. And Rabbeinu Yonah and also the Rambam being down also. Then there's Kabbalah lahabu. It's easier on Yom Kippur because you're thinking of Sericha Mechila, of Aveus lo aleinu which were done, and you have a certain process of thinking it through. But what do you do about Malchus Shomayim? Malchus Shomayim is a very complicated issue. Malchus Shomayim is really something which is really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. You know, we do make bakoshas, but that's not the main body of the prayer. Rosh Hashanah is not really coming to ask for things. There is Achreinu L'chaim Melachotik B'chaim, there is B'sefer Chaim and Avinu Malkeinu, but that's not the main body of the prayer. The main body of the prayer is U'v'chein Tein Pachtecho, U'stimu Echad Hashem Levadecho, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch. It's Malchus Shomayim, and one has to have a mindset for Malchus Shomayim, and one can't just come in for the sing-song La'aleinu just for that, or feel the awesome day. It is an awesome day. What is Malchus Shomayim? What's the mindset for Rosh Hashanah? If you think about it, even Shlomo HaMelech had a hard time with this. Even Shlomo HaMelech. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, that Lamed Beis. And the Gemara describes the scene when Shlomo HaMelech took the Oroin and wants to put it inside the Kodesh Kodoshim. And the gates were closed. It's the Gemara in Shabbos, that Lamed Beis. And the gates were not open, and it was terribly embarrassing. He built this beautiful Beis HaMikdosh, and yet the gates were jammed. And he davened, Perik Kof Dalet, Se'ushoi Moshech HaMinosul Pismeon, and the Yavoi Melech HaKobod. Let the Melech HaKobod come in and settle the Shachanti B'Soichon. Let him settle in this house which I built for him. And the Malachim turned around and said, Mizeh Melech HaKobod? Who is this Melech HaKobod? Who is he? And he answered, Hashem Yizuz V'Gibor, Hashem Gibor Milchama. He's a mighty man of war. And the gates did not open. If you only think Malchus Shamayim is something of Koyach, of strength, Shekoychul Gebrosa Mali Oilam, if you only think of Oysa Masa Bracious, it's faulty. It's not the whole gamut. You're short. So he tried again. He asked again, please let them open. And then they asked him, me, who's their Melech HaKobod? Hashem Tzavokos, who Melech HaKobod, etc. What's the difference between me zeh and me hu zeh? And the Rafashim explained, zeh is giloy, what you see in front of you. Zeh keli v'anveihu, zeh hayom aso Hashem, zeh is what is in front of you. Hu is always a hidden entity, which you don't see. And hu implies Hashem tzavokos, something removed from us which we don't understand and we don't see. And therefore, when he said hu zeh melech HaKobod, Hashem tzavokos, then the gates opened. In other words, you can't just describe Malchus Shamayim on the basis of Oysa Maaseh Bereishis. It's much more than that. It's extremely complicated. Malchus Shamayim is a very deep concept. How Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world and his dominion and his persuasion in the world. It's a tremendous concept, Malchus Shamayim. So what do we do about this? How do we possibly walk in with something to think about before we start all the tunes and HaMelech and but we must have something in our minds, like the mindset of Yom Kippur. What is it for Rosh Hashanah? What do we need? There is a beautiful mimer of the Alter von Keln. It's in Chelik Beis. I think it's on page Lamed Beis of the Ksovim of the Alter, of Simcha Zissel. And he uses, it's a moshul, but he uses the Maaseh of Yosef in front of Eishes Potiphar as a dugma of Malchus Shamayim. The reason is, Yosef was being enticed by this lady, and the process of thought was that he said, I can't do this act. Why? Why couldn't he do it? Because basically he turned around and said to the lady, lady, there are not two people in this room, there are three, and there's one person here which you don't see, and that's why I can't do it with you. He reached the point of Malchus Shamayim, no? He became aware of Malchus Shamayim. Let's have a look at the wording, and the wording is given a great deal in the Torah. The lady turned around and said, Shichva imi. She enticed him. Vayimo'ein. And he refused. A rebuttal. No way. He refused. And it's with a shalshelet. He really said no sharply. But that's not the only thing he said. He then began a 3-point reason for his rebuttal. Vayoyme al eshes adoyme. We're being told, what did he say? What encouraged him to think of Boyle Oyman? What was the point of Malchus Shamayim? He said to us follows, Hey Nadoni lo yada iti mi mabos. Listen, lady, your husband has no idea what goes on in his home. I hold everything. I hold the keys to every cupboard. I have every checkbook. I have every one of his stocks. I am in total control here. He has given me implicit trust. Look what he's done for me. And in the God of Babai says that. There's no one as great as me in this house. I am the manager. There's no one which I can't approach it except you, and you're his wife. It's a betrayal. It's a deceit. He was overcome with regesh, Yosef. I can't do this. It's not right. It's a denial of all that he's done for me. There's such an appreciation that I have for your husband. It must be wrong. I can't do this to you. The regesh, the first thing is, how much he's done for me, said Yosef to the wife. Your husband has done everything for me. Even though Potiphar really was a manuvan himself, but the Maaseh, he felt the appreciation, and it would be a betrayal, the regesh. He then turned around and said, says the Alter, the second point, It's wrong. This is logic now. This is pure fact here. In other words, from the regesh came the thought, the yashrus, the correct thinking. This is not right, this is wrong. It's not correct, it's not right. From the regesh, he came to yashrus. And eventually, it will be a sin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, really, is in essence, Malchus Shamayim. We have there the formula. The formula is really 3 points. Firstly, I'm overwhelmed by the kindness, by the appreciation of all that's been done to me, the benevolence, and I'm overwhelmed by it. That leads me to think clearly, meaning in Yashus, and thirdly, that is the Yashamayim which comes to him. We can perhaps take that, that's a moshul, but let's take it as a nimsha. And the Alta doesn't go this far, but maybe we can use it and look at the nimsha. What's the nimsha? The nimsha is like this. The first feeling one must have when one walks into Shul on Rosh Hashanah is, I'm here again after a whole year. I'm alive. I survived the corona. I'm here in the scene. The regesh is the first thing of all. Let's take as an example the master thinker of all, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ivri, was overwhelmed with regesh of the creation of the world. The Alter von Slobodka in Or HaTzofim, that mustn't be think on, has a beautiful maimon, and he explains like this, that how come Avraham Avinu reached Emuna, and also he was called a Baal Chesed? What's the connection between the Chesed of Avraham and his Emuna? And the Alter explains like this, it's a beautiful maimon in Or HaTzofim. He says like this, Avraham Avinu saw that there's a creator who keeps on giving. He changes day into night. He gives rain. He gives sunlight. He gives food. He keeps on giving and never gets back. And that's the way the world works. He keeps on giving and giving. He's a native. So therefore, it must be that the manufacturer wants me, the product, to be similar to him. I must emulate him. I must make myself like a carbon copy of the role model here. And that's how Chesed came into the Emunah, and that's the connection here. From what? From regesh. He was overcome with the creation. It's an incredible world here. The colors, the scenes, the textures, the gifts which are given. That's the chesed, and he made himself into a chesed because of that. And that was the first theme in his Emunah, the regesh. The regesh of being overwhelmed by the sort of world that we live in. It's incredible, the world which has been created. I remember with my children, we used to watch the nature movies of David Attenborough in England, and they're magnificent. He's a naturalist in England. And the most beautiful, beautiful scenes of birds flying, of swans dancing, of fish in the sea, and flying squirrels. Unbelievable scenes, we used to watch them all. And they were fabulous scenes, but then my wife turned around and we couldn't watch them anymore. Why? Because it's all by him, evolution. There was no recognition of Hashem behind it. It was all just, it happened this way. And it became almost, you know, disgusting. Come on now, look, you see such incredible direction. Find the director. There must be a director. He didn't. Goyim have the enormous feeling of overwhelming of nature. They love the nature. They don't look behind it. And that's why they don't have Ol Malchus Shamayim. Because all they do is they see it as the scene in front of them, a beautiful view, a beautiful valley, a beautiful meal or something. But they don't see him behind it. And therefore, there isn't by them Malchus Shamayim, but by us, there is that point. I remember I mentioned once in the Shia, I was once somewhere and I saw the famous composer, Leonard Bernstein, teaching a group of young conductors how to play a certain piece of music. And it was fabulous the way he was teaching them. They were young conductors, young people. And I think the piece of music which he was teaching them was a piece called Spring by Vivaldi. And he told the conductors that when you're standing in front of the orchestra, you must first of all allow the orchestra to conjure up a scene of a beautiful spring morning going out and the sun is shining and the birds are singing and the flowers are blooming and you see the sun and the wind and it's a beautiful spring morning. Now, tell the violinist to fiddle that into his fiddle. Fiddle it. And the scene will make him live it. And that's a beautiful way. And he enthralled his his old, the conductors there, and they saw the point, but it was, they understand it was pathetic. Nebuchadnezzar was an assimilated Jew, but he never went further. He was like this Attenborough. He never saw the Malchus Shammai behind it. He saw the beauty of the scene, but never saw Hashem behind it all. And that's the first thing in the Regesh. Yosef was overwhelmed with Regesh. And therefore, our first thoughts of Malchus Shammai is, well, Hashem, I'm here. I'm standing in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking to him. That's the thanks, the appreciation which is there. David HaMelech had it all right, you know, in that payment which we just said beforehand. You should know, if you ever look in Kof Gimel and Kof Dalet in Tehillim, Kof Gimel is Hashem Roi Lo Efrat Bin Esteshi Abi Tzeli, the token of David HaMelech. Rashi says Kof Dalet is a link. The David Mizmar, doesn't say Mizmar the David, the David Mizmar, says Rashi, from that enormous meditation of David, of Bitochin, he then came to look at the world. Hashem Ha'aretz Umalayim, the whole world and its fullness. Tevel, that means uninhabited lands, the Amazon basin, the Sahara Desert, the Yoshevo, and the Hudson, the valley where people live, New York, Paris, Jerusalem, Sydney, Melbourne, the countries. There are the whole world, Tevel, the sea, the Atlantic Ocean, the Yoshevo, and all the inhabitants. Ki hu, Aryamim Yisodo, and there's beautiful seas, the Black Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, the Pacific Ocean. But on the Horace Yechonanen, there are beautiful rivers around. No beautiful spaces of scenery here. You can go and watch a beautiful river, go up Hudson, or go up the Thames, or different places, the Amazon, different places you can go to. That's the world? No. That's only for a National Geographical photographer. That's all he's interested in. But by Kaliyasa, Niyale Bahar Hashem, Umiyokum Bin Khan Bunch, the ability to climb and recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's Mekicha Paim, and live in a Mokum of Kadosh. That's called Malchus Shammai. That's higher than just the Teva. It's moving up, going up higher. And it all needs, Rabbi said, it needs a passion. And that's the Regesh, which is the first feeling which we're learning from Yosef. He felt the passion, and let's transcribe, if we can, Kaviyachol, if we're allowed to, the Havdil. Potiphar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the first scene is the feeling of overwhelming passion to appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us. And that is a very deep idea in Malchus Shammai. That's the first point. It's not Hashem Tzevokos, it's not Humelech HaKadosh, it's not the depth in Kabbalah and all the other Hasogos, but it worked for Yosef, and therefore it can work for us, I think, as a formula. If you think about it, Adam HaRishon went even further on this line. After he stood up and saw all of the creation after the 6 days, Mizmor Shiri Amar Shabbos, which we're going to say tonight, look what we say. The Malbim learns out. Is going on the Hashkocha Protis. Ulezam Elishimcha Elyon is going on the Teva. What's first? The Hoydos Hashem, the enormous skill of map manipulation. This person should go there, this person should meet that person, this Chosim should marry this Kala. The enormous timing in Hashkocha Protis, that's the Hoydos Hashem, says the Malbim. The Hodes is going on that. And therefore, behind all this overwhelming joy and appreciation is also the Hashgacha Potis behind it. That it all must be done with a feeling of overwhelming passion. It has to have that. And that's what Yosef said. And Eli Godo Babai says that. All that's been given me, and isn't that Rabbi said the first feeling of it? That's what Sukkot de Zimmer will do for us in Mitzvah Shema Rosh Hashanah, by starting off like that. You can take it even further in the point of Hashgacha Potis. You know, Baruch Hashem, we don't face what they faced 70 years ago, 80 years ago in Germany. If you imagine a young boy growing up in a reform home in Berlin in the 1930s, or those who had to stand in front of Mengele and right or left, and these awful tragic scenes, we're not in that. We were born into a different period. We're born in a period where you can sit and learn that by Yomi. We've been born in a period which we're able to function as Jews and live in Eretz Yisrael and keep Shabbos and Yom Tov and Kashrus. We have thriving yeshivas. It's a different hashgacha by us. We must be thankful for that. I'm just thinking, if you ever have doubts on a passion, if you can't build it up, spend more time on Nishmas, Rabbi Sai, tomorrow morning. Spend at least 5 minutes on it. Take your time over Nishmas. Nishmas is called the Birkas Hashir. And that is the end, really, of Sukkot de Zimmer on Shabbos. It builds you up. It's like the catalyst. It changes you back to being a Yid after all the things that you've done during the day, during the week. Nishmas is really the overwhelming feeling of miyidmelach, miyishmelach, miyarachlach. That is the passion, and that's the first theme of Malchus Shamayim. That's Yosef, that's taking out his feeling towards Potiphar, and we're transcribing it into Ben Odom Lamochem, the first theme. What's the second theme? The second theme is when Yosef said, it's not straight. What Yosef said to her is, I can't do this. So we are motivated into keep Torah mitzvahs because of this overwhelming. What does Hashem want? Mahu watzem imen. Mahu watzem. The yashrus, the straightness. Let's go back again to Avraham Avinu and follow his theme. Because after all, Avraham Avinu is really the pattern for all of us. The Nativ, in the beginning of Hamek Dover in Bereshis, introduces the whole Perush on the Chumash with the following theme. That Sefer Bereshis is given a nickname in Sefer Shmuel. It's called Sefer HaYosha. They were, said the Zotzi, they were tzaddikim, they were chassidim, but above all, the Oves HaKadoshim, which is what Sefer Bereshis is all about, were yeshorim, they were straight. They developed their philosophy, they developed their ideas. Avraham Avinu was the beginning, let's stay with Avraham Avinu. And using Hashem as a role model, which exactly what Avraham Avinu did, he became very straight. His overwhelming appreciation led him to think a certain way. He thought like Hashem. Who was his Rebbe? His Rebbe was Hashem. He didn't have any other Rebbe. He watched the way Hashem behaved, and he acted with chesed, and therefore his actions were tremendously yosha, were tremendously straight. That's what the Nativ says. The others had tremendous yashrus from him. It came from this of Avraham Avinu. For example, the three men who came, the three malachim, they were Arabs. It's a boiling hot day, so he entertained them. Just as, by the way, there's an interesting he'ora that David Pavarsky, Sefer Tzadik Levorcha, asked the question, why was it that Avraham Avinu did so much for the three Arabs when they came? He had hundreds of servants in the house. Why did he do it? Everybody said because he was so zoriz in Hakos HaSarachim to do the mitzvah. Oh, but David Pavarsky says something more than that. He says, no. Who was the Rebbe Avraham Avinu? Hashem. Avraham Avinu made the following deduction. Who does that? He does everything. How come the food digests? Hashem, how come I can see? Hashem makes it. What do? I put the food in, I brush my teeth, I go to sleep. But the Maisa, everything functions because Hashem does everything. So therefore, I must do everything. It's a beautiful he'ora. And that's why Avraham Avinu ran to do everything with the Arabs. Because I have to do everything. That's the yashrus. That's the role model which came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No? Why was it, that the Tzid brings this point down, why was it that Avraham Avinu, when he did business to buy the Moras HaMachpena, he bowed down to Ephraim? Why? What for? Because it's Yosha. When you're dealing with somebody, you're the buyer and the seller. You show respect to the seller. It was Yosha. Your wife was a mafia man. He was a gangster. But it's a gentleman. It's a refinement. It's a way to do business, to show respect to the seller when you're buying something from him. Why did he spend all his time davening for Sodom and Gomorrah? Because it's Yosha. That's the yashrus which comes out. Avraham Avinu picked it up from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thought like this. If Hashem created these people, he doesn't want them to die. And therefore he davened for them. Maybe there were 50, maybe there were 40. And that was his reasoning. He thought it through. That was a yashrus in Avraham Avinu. The yashrus of running to save a lot. He's a mishpacha of mine. I have to save a lot. That was the derech hamachshava, which we need in the yashrus, in the thinking, which is the second point in Malchus Shamayim. And that's really what Adam Arishon means when he says in tonight, and when we say Lahagi ki yosha Hashem, suvi v'la avlosa boy, to announce and declare, Lahagi means to declare, ki yosha, his actions are very straight. And therefore, in Malchus Shamayim, to think straight, think correctly, to think in the right way, the deduction comes from the passion of overwhelming thanks. And then you're on the Mahalach, you're already there on it. And that's the second point. The yashrus in Malchus Shamayim. The thing's great. I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu as my creator. I must serve him. I must obey him. I must do for him. I have a wife who does so much for me. I have to show respect to her. I have children. I've been given things. The yashrus leads a person naturally to behave a certain way. No, that's the yashrus. The yashrus is from the overwhelming thanks, you develop that thought. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. And that's the second point of Malchus Shamayim. to keep the Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he has the blueprint, and that's his blueprint of what he wants, then, of what he wants. Interesting, when I was preparing the Shia, there's an interesting point, that really, I think only in two or three places in the Torah is the word Yosha is used. The first place is after Kriyas Yam Suf, which was an incredible sight to see. The sea divided into 12 different avenues, and they were given food, and there was dry land, and then, as you know, the Mitzrayim came in and they were all drowned. It's an incredible sight to see what they saw there. They saw the Yad Hashem, Zeke Levan Beidin. Straight after that, in Parshas Bishlamah, you have the Parshas of Moah. Imagine you're taking the water, and it's bitter water, and by Antiku, Hamayim, and the water became sweet. And straight after that, you then have the Pasuk, the Shamalta, why does it say the word there, Hayosha? Because after the overwhelming passion and the joy of seeing Kriyas Yam Suf and Moah, then you're told to be Yosha. I don't know, I was thinking, but isn't that the process, the formula which the Alpha is telling us here? The deduction comes from being overwhelmed with the kindness. And therefore, Basisa Hayosha. Yosha comes in immediately after Kriyas Yam Suf and Moah to teach you that. You find the same thing in Parshas Vayeshanan. Let's have a look again. After the Aseres HaDibros, which is an incredible event, which they saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come by Sinai and give them the Torah. And straight after that, you have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And straight after that, it says, again, I looked it up in the concordance. It says, then it's Basisa Yosha HaTov. That's where the Yosha comes out. Yosha comes out, you're overwhelmed with Matan Torah, and after you have this joy and this passion of overwhelming, then you're forced, no? You must make a good bracha. You must say Asher Yotzeh. It's essential to be able to say Birchas HaMazon with Kavanah, because that's the Yashrus, to appreciate it, and that's what develops from there. I remember a maimer I once heard from the Matisyo Chiebami, Mashkiach. I heard him in Gateshead for many years, but he's now in Lakewood, as you know. And Rabbi Matisyo once explained that the concept of oil ma'at shamayim is not really an oil. An oil means a yoke, a burden. And he said it's a wrong translation. The oil is, he used the word adrenaline. It's not a burden, but, oh, I can't wait to get this off my back and go to bed and get it off my back. Ma'at shamayim is not really an oil, it's an adrenaline. Meaning, it gives you the ability to steer your way round and veer your way round all the different nuisances and things which will distract you and pull you away from the yashrus of what the world is really all about. You're able, through Omach HaShemayim, to see, you know, I have to say, Hashem Elokech, I shouldn't fall in love with my car, I shouldn't fall in love with my money, I shouldn't fall in love with my clothing, no. Hayu Hadvoim Ho'eleh, which is after Omach HaShemayim, I should be in love with Torah, and develop the mahalach through Al Malchus Shemayim of what I should concentrate on. Shinan Tom Lavanach, Chinuch Habonim, Kshatam Leifad Yadecha, Maisa Mitzvahs, Uchsatam Amuzur Sveisecha. These are all the derivative of Al Malchus Shemayim, meaning this is the way you should lead your life. And that's what Al Malchus Shemayim. Al Malchus Shemayim leads you on a straight path. Once you said Hashem Akin, Hashem Echad, now, that leads you, said Malachi Siol, it's not an oil. It helps you. It directs you. It's a flashlight in front of you to show you, look at this and don't look at that. Omach HaShemayim is a tremendous gift which shows you what you should look for in life, how you should conduct your life. That's the second concept. Therefore, the first is the Regesh of Yosef, which is, we're saying, the Regesh of Omach HaShemayim, like Avraham Avinu had. The second point is is the Yashus, which is a derivative which comes out directly from the concept of the overwhelming passion which comes out of it. And finally, like you're there. You're standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod. You're ready to say HaMelech. No, that's really what it is. You're ready for the davening of Rosh Hashanah. And HaMelech, now, once you've gone through these concepts, now you're ready to walk in and understand what the prayers are all about. Because that in, it's a mini, it's a very small fraction of Ma'at HaShemayim, but that's a Mahalach and Achshava of Rosh Hashanah. If one thinks of these points, when one's going through the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, you know, the Simlach HaTashem Levadech of all that you've done for me, Melech Malchus Zodayin, of the Apikosis in the world of Roshayim. His Malchus should continue, but how do I personally contact it? I can't think of Hashem Tzavokos. It's beyond me. Who's in a Kabbalah? But it worked for Yosef, and because of that, he reached the Chotosid Elohim. That's how he reached there. In reality, though, the outer hints at this, not really, but I took it much, much further. Near sight, you can take it much further. This Moshul is not such a Nimshal Abayisai. The Moshul is in front of us at all times, three times a day. It's right in front of us, and we say it over and over again, three times a day, this Moshul. Hear it out like this. Ashrei has in it the following sentences. You'll hear the whole formula again, but you're saying it out every day. Kavod Malchus Vayameiru Ugvuros Vayadabeiru. The covered of the Malchus they speak about, Ugvuros Vayadabeiru. It means like this. Kavod Malchus Vayameiru, the rise and fall of every day, the food on the table, the weather outside, the normal expectant miracles which happen on a daily basis. Ugvurosa is a gruah. Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsu, Svaibel of Kalisa, Yedabeu. Yedabeu is a stronger speech than Yoimeu. That's the way you work. That's the way you understand Malchus Shemayim. Like Yelid Neodon, if you're doing kiruv and you're involved in influencing other people, you must switch it around. Gevurah comes first. And afterwards you can talk about the daily running. But you'll impress upon people, B'nei Adam, the Hodiya, to make them known, the Gevurah, so something called Matan Torah, or Shabbat revealed himself, or something called Kriyas Yamsu. The Gevurah comes first. And this Malchus is Malchus Kolelomim. It's not like in England, the Tudor, or the Stuarts, or the Habsburg in Germany, or the Ferdinands in Spain. That's a Malchus which is temporary. It goes in and out. His Malchus is for all times. Malchus for Malchus Kolelomim. For Menshaltocho, the Menshalavakot, his dominion is beholder Vador. In all times, the Goan explains the difference between Malchus and Menshalav. Malchus is freely accepting, knowing that there is a Melech. Menshalav is his power and dominion, says the Goan. The power, the force of his dominion. That's Malchus Shemayim. Now, let's move on. How do you perceive the Malchus? The support and the passion, the overwhelming thanks. He is, Soimeh Hashem Lachol Anoifim, he helps you out, he keeps you going with the kind hand. Someone who's falling, some learn out that's talking about. Some Hashem Lachanaitim is talking about the times of Golus. Zipona says, Zaykeh for Halakufim is talking about the man of Mashiach, when we'll rise up and show the name Shah. But it's all his hand, his helping hand. Einei Cholelecha Yisabeu, the Atona Semen of Ochman on the Itoi. Everyone's eyes, Yisabeu means hopes, anticipate his generosity. The Ator, now we come on to you, Ator. Soimei Hashem Naitim is by Malachim. Ator, like the Gemara says in Tanis, Hanotha comes from Hashem direct. Noisei Lehem is Ochman the Itoi. Lazal learner, I think the Chassid Yadid says, shouldn't it say, Ator Noisei Lehem is Ochman the Itom? No. The Itoi in his time. He provides the food, and he decides everybody should have it. Hanosa is given, not Noisim Lehemes Ochlom, therefore, the Ita in Hashem's time. You have to anticipate it, and that's Yisabeu. You look towards him and ask him, and he'll give it in the time that he thinks is right. And nothing warmer than an open hand, He opens his hand. Here would be like a peach, like a plum, like a mango, like a banana, like a piece of fish. According to what you want. If you're an Englishman, you want fish and chips. If you're American, you want steak. If you're a Frenchman, you want wine. If you're Chinese, you want chop suey. Whatever you want, take what you want. It's all available. If you're a vegetarian, if you're dairy, whatever you would want, you want herbs, it's all available. Everybody's rotzon is given. That's the warmth. That's the kindness. That's the regish. The first point. Now we move on. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derocho, v'chosi b'chol ma'asot, is the yashus, the correctness. He is tzadek in all his actions. It's very hard for us to follow that. V'chosi b'chol ma'asot. We are not on the darga to appreciate and understand how everything is correct in Shemayim. But it is. B'chol derocho, his ways are beyond our ways. Lo machshavai sa machshavai. We don't understand the ways of the Kodesh Prophet. But we have what's called a tzidduk hadin. We recognize that he's right.
That's why Lo Aleinu, a person has to say these words, Vayam Ha'emes. It is truthful. It's very hard to understand the suffering that people have gone through, the hardship of people, Nebuchadnezzar, the people who have gone through suffering and difficulties of medical illnesses, people not married. It's hard to understand it, but it's His will. And Tzadik Hashem B'chol Dorochav, isn't that the Yashrus? The Yashrus that is correct in what He does. And now we move on to the Yir Shamayim. And Rani has cited there are three levels of Yir Shamayim. Korev Hashem L'chol Korev L'chol Hashem Yikot Uve'emes. You talk to Him. You ask Him. You turn to Him. That's the level of Yir Shamayim. To talk to Him. The Arizal says, on this pasuk, there are two galgas of tefillah. Korev Hashem L'chol Korev. Who is that? That's a person who calls all the time. Whether he's fitting or not, he keeps on calling Hashem. He's a regular davener. There's a lower level of L'chol Hashem Yikwa Uhu. They'll call Him when they're in need. He's close to all of them, so long as it's a Kriya Be'emes. Says the Gemara, Yochol HaKol, He's Korah to everybody. Yes, if it's a Kriya Be'emes, which means sincere. Whether you're a person who comes every day, or whether you're a person who only calls them occasionally, that's the level of Yir Shamayim. So long as it's a sincere prayer, He's Korah. There's a higher level. Now you have a Yorei Shamayim. That's a Ritzoyim. He anticipates the will of a Yorei Shamayim. Then you have a higher level, which is even higher. He has a Shmira. Those are levels of Yorei Shamayim. And perhaps, therefore, we can see that what Yosef rebutted the lady and said to her, I can't possibly do this. It's not correct. Yorei Shamayim is really a mindset for Malchus Shamayim, which we have done here. We brought it all forward. We've shown how that's Avraham Avinu with the overwhelming sense of appreciation, the recognition of the chesed of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yashrus means, because of that, my behavior is accordingly. I deduce that the way I should behave. It's obvious to me. Obvious that I have to behave a certain way. That's the Yashrus which comes out. And I arrive at the concept of all the different aspects of Koyre Hashem, or Yorei Hashem, or Oyhim Hashem. It's all inside there. If Rabbeisai, you can hold these 3 points in mind. Now you can start singing. Chal kel chayim b'chesed. You can sing that. Avinu malkei. You can sing this now. What, if you have it in your mind. What's Avinu? Avinu is nishma. No? Nishmas kol chay. Ein anachnu maspikim lahaydeis b'chol. Hamelech is malkeinu. Avinu malkeinu. You go from nishmas to hamelech. No? That's the makeup. You can sing it now. If you have these concepts in mind, these 3 points, hopefully you'll be successful in Oymed Lufonov, and great success in Yom Adin, in Iska Kulonu, in Chatsila Rachatsila Chayva, a good event here. Hope.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.